Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. Well, today we're going to talk about detoxification. The good, the bad, or the ugly. That was your title.
That was my, blame it on me, huh?
you're the creative one. We'll find out what you mean by good, bad, or ugly. So, Dr. Prather, what is detoxification, or we'll refer to it as detoxing?
Detoxing. It is something that is an important part of our everyday function of our body. Just as we go through our life and we produce energy and have all the processes that go on in our body, the digestion, the respiration, the cellular activities, we create toxins. So we have to get rid of them. Mm-hmm. You know, if you don't get rid of them, then you poison yourself. So very important part of your health and well-being is to be able to detox. Now, what most people mean when they're, you know, there's a normal everyday type of detox, but someone who says that, you know, I'm going to detox, it's that they're going to try to facilitate the process.
Okay.
You know, you have your everyday detoxification, but they feel, or, you know, we've told them that, you know, you are toxic. Mm-hmm. And we need to get that out of your system so that you can function better.
So are most people walking in your office toxic at some level?
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. There are many different types of tests that we can do to find out the toxicity of the, you know, that's very objective.
Yeah.
And yes, the vast majority of people need to have some type of detoxification going on. Mm-hmm. People don't feel well when they're toxic. Any type of a health issue is going to create toxins because then the body's not working at its optimum. If one is perfectly in homeostasis, where everything's balanced out, there's a balance on getting rid of the toxins. Mm-hmm. When you are no longer in homeostasis, toxins start to build up in the body. And then there's a process that we need to have to get those out.
So when the body, you're saying, is in homeostasis, then yes, we won't be toxic.
We won't be toxic. That's part of the very definition of homeostasis. Mm-hmm. Homeostasis is where our nervous system's working right, our endocrine system's perfectly balanced, the organs in our system are functioning correctly, we're eliminating the toxins, we're taking in the nutrients, and there's a perfect homeostasis, a perfect balance, and we feel great.
Mm-hmm. Now, most listeners might know this, but just clarify for me, you say we normally detox.
Yes.
Through waste, correct? Is that what I'm? Am I thinking correctly?
Yeah, there's several different ways that you detox. Mm-hmm. You detox through the skin. Mm-hmm. You know, through sweat. Mm-hmm. That the skin is the largest detoxification organ in the body. So, you know,
that's why it's so important what we put on our skin.
Right, because you do absorb it. Mm-hmm. Whatever you take in. So the skin's a detoxification. Your lungs gets rid of carbon dioxide. So there is a detoxification through the respiratory system. The liver is the major organ of the body that cleanses the blood. Almost all toxins go to the liver to be processed and eliminated. Mm-hmm. So the liver is very important. The liver then puts it the bile out into the bowels. The bowels is a huge detoxification center. So we get rid of a lot of our toxins through the bowels. Mm-hmm. The spleen is a blood cleanser and also a lymphatic cleanser. So the spleen is very important, and the kidneys.
And I know we're going to talk specifically about each one of these organs. Yeah.
And those are the major areas of detoxification.
Because I think people mainly think the liver, but there's so much involved. And we even talk about when you're dehydrated, what happens there with the kidneys.
You're automatically going to become toxic if you're dehydrated.
Right, and you can't lose weight or get healthy.
Oh, sure. And actually, if you're going to be losing weight, detoxification is extremely important because the fat is a storage of toxins. Let's say that your body is overwhelmed with too many toxins that it really can't process. Mm-hmm. What the body does is it will make a fat cell, pop the toxin into the fat cell, and store it that way. That way it's got some way to get rid of it. So toxicity will lead to fat accumulation. And then if you are losing that fat, if you're breaking down those fat cells, you're all of a sudden getting dumped with a tremendous amount of toxins into your system, and you need to be able to handle it. Otherwise, you're going to get sick.
And that's why having those bowel movements daily and...
Absolutely. Well, anytime that you have constipation, there are certain chemicals that are produced that are very, very toxic that can lead to cardiovascular disease and cancer. So, you know, making sure that you, and you are actually supposed to have three bowel movements a day.
And I know with our weight loss clients, you know, that's part of it. I said, I'm going to get personal here, but we need to discuss that every time we meet.
Right.
You know, and that has affected weight loss.
That is an extremely important thing. If you aren't having bowel movements three times a day, you're probably not going to lose weight. And you're not going to be, you know, you're going to get sick. That is an important part of a healthy, healthy lifestyle.
Well, let's talk, Dr. Prather, why do a detox program?
Well, there are several different types of factors for detox, but to be healthy, you have to get rid of toxins. You know, if that is not going well, matter of fact, cancer patients. There were clinics throughout the United States that were very, very good at getting rid of cancer. Their whole emphasis was just detoxing the liver.
Oh, interesting.
And that's a very well-known factor. If you can get the liver cleansed and keep it cleansed, your chances of survival of cancer are incredibly increased.
Interesting.
So there's that whole factor. Cardiovascular disease can oftentimes be a toxicity in the body that can actually lead to a lot of the different types of problems. There's heavy metal toxicity that can go on. You're not getting rid of those toxins. Can lead to a poison. With a lot of toxicity, you're more susceptible to infections. Your immune system's dropped. The gut is extremely important for the level of our immune system.
You said gut.
There are so many different types of factors that go into the toxicity. And a very important type of area, and that is... I have my eight pillars of health, and that is definitely one of the eight pillars of perfect health, is being able to detox. And there's a rare patient that comes in here that we find does not need to be detoxed. Usually they're very healthy. You know, that is a couple of times a year.
You're saying it's rare. Yeah.
It's a very, very rare type of thing.
So can you harm yourself with a detox? I know on the internet there's a lot of detox programs and, you know, can you harm yourself?
Yes, you can. One of the things is when you detox, you can actually be very sick. You know, you don't feel good when you're detoxing, and you need to be prepared. There are a lot of people who do different types of detoxes. There's a gallbladder flush. They do that as a detox. There's a liver flush. There's bowel flushes. And if the body's not able to handle that, because all of a sudden you're kicking up all these toxins and people wind up in the hospital. I had a lady who was on the internet. And she was, people would actually call her, write her, and she would help them with detoxes. That was almost like a profession for her. She was a layperson. She was telling people how to detox, and that was a major type of thing. And once a year for about 5 years, she came in because she had to go to the hospital because she had damaged her liver.
She had detoxed too quickly.
And she had detoxed too quickly, mm-hmm. and it wasn't supported properly, and it wasn't done correctly. And it was she actually injured herself. You can wind up going to the hospital as an emergency patient because you tried to do a detox without understanding what you were doing.
Mm-hmm.
The consequences, was the liver actually able to handle the detox, were the bowels?
Mm-hmm.
Was your system ready for it? Was it supported? Because there has to be some support that goes into that too.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have the proper nutrients to be able to detox.
Mm.
So it's something that can be a huge factor. I know for our weight loss patients, one of the things we do is we give what we call lipo injections too. And what that is that's just some vitamins, minerals, mm-hmm. some amino acids that are combined to help
B support vitamins,
that are there to help support the body. And it makes all the difference in the world on how they feel while they're losing the weight. Otherwise, people aren't going to feel good.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That happens quite a bit. We call up and say, ooh, doc, I'm not feeling too well. I say, well, we're probably detoxing too quickly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's cut back on this. Let's get you some support. Let's do some specialized types of things to help with the detox. And all of a sudden, they're back on track again. But it's something that needs to be watched regularly.
Okay, well, when we come back, let's talk about how do you know if you should detox. You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. What conditions can be helped with acupuncture?
The World Health Organization has actually done some definite research. Also, the National Institute of Health has done quite a bit of research on acupuncture with quite a bit of very strong evidence on what it works for and what it doesn't. If we take the digestive area, abdominal pain. I have a lot of people with severe abdominal pain. We can put the needles in. Oftentimes, there's immediate results. Constipation or diarrhea. Mm-hmm. We can get some changes along those lines. The reflux has some very, very good results on that. Emotionally, I have a lot of people coming in for anxiety or depression.
Mm.
Insomnia. I have had patients who even after the first treatment that night, they actually were able to sleep. One gal said, I haven't slept in a couple of days, you know. Put the needles in. She fell asleep on the table. And she said, wow. Infertility is a very common type of thing with a mm-hmm. lot of research on.
We have a lot of people coming in.
Very high success rate
mm-hmm.
for that.
Mm-hmm.
But there are very definite points that affect fertility
mm-hmm.
that are very important to know. It's just not that you're going into an acupuncturist. He's randomly putting some needles in. You have to know where those points are, how they're affected, be able to evaluate them, see which ones are off, and how you can actually make an effect on the body to actually increase the fertility rate.
Have you had success with
getting
infertility?
Women pregnant?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the best way to put it.
Right.
No, very definitely. We have a very high success rate with women with infertility. We have several proud moms who are also coming in for after the birth
mm-hmm.
Just to help to relax because it helped them so much, one, to get pregnant during the pregnancy, you know, help to control the pain, nausea, all those types of things. And then afterwards, it's a very trying type of time and find that the acupuncture is very helpful at that time. But a very, very good success rate.
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably saying it's almost 80%.
Wow.
Which is really, really
mm-hmm.
good.
Mm-hmm.
So we're very proud of that and glad to help women in that struggle.
Find out if acupuncture is right for you. Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. We're talking today about detoxification, the good, the bad, or the ugly. What, do you look ugly when you're detoxing?
I've seen people look kind of green.
Green. Reminds me of bile.
It's not a good thing.
Okay. Well, how do... do you know if you need to detox? You're saying most people walking in your door, with the fine exception of two people a year, possibly,
right,
are toxic.
Yes.
So how do you know?
You
just can assume that you need to.
Well, most people can assume, but we do lab tests. We do specific tests that shows up the how well the liver's working, mm-hmm. how well the kidneys are working, how well the lungs are working, how well the spleen's working. So we can see that on lab tests. So we do blood test, we do stool kit, we do hair analysis. We see what the toxic levels are. And we have a very good idea. Also an examination. Mm-hmm. If you have a toxic congested liver and I poke on that liver, you're going to say, ow, doc, that doesn't feel good.
Right.
Or the spleen or the kidneys. There's pain that's involved with that, and I can actually feel the swelling in that organ.
Mm-hmm.
And when we...
wow, you can feel if it's swollen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I can feel that, and the patient confirms it.
Mm-hmm. I hear that all the time. How does doctor know where... you know, people don't even realize...
sure.
That area is even tender.
Right. And then as we get that cleared up, it's like, oh, that it just wasn't that you've got sharp knives on the end of your fingers. That was actually me, because now that doesn't hurt at all.
Uh-huh.
And then of course we can see the changes in the blood tests. We see the balance where the body actually achieves that. And so it becomes very, very obvious, not only to me, which I show the patients what we're shooting for on the lab test.
Mm-hmm. You go over different levels.
Right. So it's very obvious to me, and then I show the patient how obvious it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then they feel like they know what's going on.
Right. That's why those diagnostics are so important.
Yes, I would really not want to practice if I wasn't able to do diagnostics,
mm-hmm.
because it's just shooting in the dark. And that's why it would be very difficult for someone who is trying to self-detox.
Yeah.
If they were trying to get something off the internet, that's a very poor way of, or, you know, if I was just putting out, okay, this is how you detox, because everyone's different. Everyone has different requirements.
And we're going to talk about different organs.
Different organs,
yeah.
You know, that need to be concentrated.
I mean, we all have the same organs. Some of us don't have them. You know what I mean.
I got you.
So are there different methods of detoxing?
There are more ways to detox than...
you can shake a stick at that.
Yes, you can shake a stick. it's an ongoing type of a... but there are just tons of ways to detox.
You know, one thing I really like how we do it is gently.
Yes.
I guess about everything. The way you adjust is non-force, gentle. The way you help people detoxifying is very gentle.
Sure.
Why is that?
Gentle is easier on the body. We get better response. You don't want to traumatize the body.
Mm-hmm.
The body doesn't do well when it's traumatized. It produces inflammation. It goes a little nuts.
Mm-hmm.
And you can really lose control quickly if you are traumatizing the body. So my way of talking to the patients, oftentimes patients, you know, aren't feeling well as we're detoxing them.
Mm-hmm.
I say, well, let's, you know, adjust it here. They say, well, you know, I can handle this.
Mm-hmm.
you know, if I just know that, you know, it's going to result in a good outcome.
But a lot of and people, when I am in detox through our program, I actually feel better right away.
Yes, and that's one of the things that we're shooting for.
Yeah.
Because that means that we're doing it gently.
Mm-hmm.
So what I tell them is, no, that's not good for you.
Uh-huh.
There's a reason that the body doesn't feel well. We want to switch that. We need to add something. We need to redirect this detoxification.
Mm-hmm.
I need to change this. You know, what are your bowels doing? Oh, you know, you're constipated during this time. Of course, you're not going to be detoxing well.
Right.
Let's do this other modality. Let's add some special help. And all of a sudden, they're like, oh, yeah, now I feel much, much better. And I said, this is a much better detox for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't feel well, you can damage organs.
Right.
You know, there's a reason that the body.
Too quickly.
Sure.
Too much.
Too much, too quickly. That is putting a stress on the body.
The American way.
I know. I have those patients that if they're not feeling horrible, you know,
and they're not detoxing.
They're not really detoxing.
Maybe that's the good, the bad, the ugly.
Yeah, yeah. And so I say, no. Let me handle this. Let me tell you how to do it, mm-hmm. and we'll make this a very gentle process, and one that is going to heal the body, and you're going to feel much, much better.
Well, let's talk about the certain organs. You know, are there certain organs more responsible for detox?
Yes. The most important organ that I always look at is the liver.
Mm-hmm.
The liver is just, I mean, that's just this huge chemical factory. It's amazing all the things that the liver does. We don't even know. We're always discovering new things that the liver does. It balances out the hormones. It will help the body to balance out the sugar. In other words, it regulates all these different types of things that the rest of the body does. It's the fine tuner. Mm. It gets things exactly right. And there isn't anything that it's not helping with.
Mm-hmm.
So the liver is just this amazing type of a organ. Matter of fact, some of the best nutritionists that I know of said that the liver was really the key for health. And their main nutritional things that they said is that they would give liver,
mm-hmm.
Beets and beet tops, and yellow vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
And those are all different types of products that are very, very good for the liver.
Mm-hmm.
Liver itself is amazing.
Well,
as a healer.
Yeah. One of our weight loss clients is in our phase three of our program.
Sure.
And, you know, we were talking about liver and organ meats, and his eyes got lit up. Oh, I love organ meats. I can have those.
See, most of the people really don't like liver.
Organ meat. Yeah.
And
I loved how my mom made it. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a very, very important. So most of the people, we give pills.
Yeah, concentrated foods.
One pill of the liver is worth, you know, a big slab of liver, you know, that you actually eat.
Uh-huh.
So the pills are normally how we do that. I myself really love liver and like eating it, and I do on a regular basis.
Uh-huh.
But most people aren't along those lines.
You
so
like
we have ways
meats.
To do it.
He's
yeah,
like,
I do
oh,
love
and doctor,
meats.
Yeah, he's okay with that.
Yeah, I love organ meats.
He thought I was going to tell him to be a vegetarian.
But the liver is just a key. And the beets and the beet tops are excellent, excellent. Matter of fact, we do a lot of the supplements that we have beets and beet tops in them.
Interesting.
You know, and when we're talking about supplements, basically what they are, a lot of them is concentrated foods.
Okay, someone asked me a question the other day I couldn't answer. Do they have calories since they're concentrated food?
And not really very much, no.
Okay, that's
yeah,
what I was thinking.
It's the calories are very, very low. The concentrated nutrients are extremely high. So it's a very easy way to do, and I try to tell people, you know, they say, oh, I don't like taking medicine. So I say, this isn't medicine. this is just concentrated food. Well, he says, well, can I just do the food? And I said, sure. So I list out what's in there and what he would have to eat to make up for the pills. Mm-hmm. You know, I think I'll just take the pills.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm taking something. It's called Alphaplex right now. It's green salad in a capsule because I wasn't getting enough greens.
And sure.
And
that's very important. That makes a very big difference.
Yeah.
It's also, I mean, greens are a great detoxifier.
Mm-hmm.
So your food is one of the best ways, and eating the right foods. Of course, we can eat the wrong foods, and that creates toxins.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very, very important, and a very easy way that we work with that is with herbs, concentrated foods, different types of minerals, amino acids, to help with the detoxification.
Do you want to go on to the next organ?
I love going on to the next organ.
Okay, I don't know if you're, because liver is a big part.
Oh, liver just, I mean, I could just do a whole hour program just on the liver.
How about the kidney? What role does the kidney play?
Kidneys are extremely important. As a matter of fact, the health of the kidney, there's something called a glomerular filtration rate, and it
comes up on the blood work, right?
Comes up on the blood work. It's figured out from the levels of the creatinine in blood, urea, and nitrogen, and that is a very, very important. Matter of fact, the gold standard on how well the kidneys are working. And the younger the kidneys are, the longer people live. Mm. It's a very good indicator. So we always try to get the kidneys.
You said my kidneys look good, right?
Yeah, you've got great kidneys. You've got a 20-year-old kidney.
Oh, thank you.
Good looking kidneys. But detoxing the kidneys and rebuilding those are very important types of things that we do. We have specialized products for that. And you talk about how many products do we have, for the liver. Just for detoxifying the liver, we have about 1,000 products.
Hmm. Wow. Right. And we can figure out what specifically works and puts that person in homeostasis.
Correct.
That liver. All right. When we come back, let's talk more about detox, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.
Laughter is the best medicine.
So I've got in the surgery room, and they hadn't sedated me yet, and they start strapping down my arms and my legs, which is kind of freaky. I'm like, what's this about? They're like, well, once in a while, every now and then, on occasion, people wake up during surgery and try to get away. I'm like, oh, really? I'll tell you what, if I wake up during surgery, you take that bedpan over there and whack me over the head with it. Because that's what I'm going to try to do to you.
Are you frustrated by not getting to the root cause of your health issue? Are you tired of not knowing why you're always fatigued? Are you wanting to say no to toxic drugs? Have you lost hope? Are you just tired of being sick and tired? At the Prather Practice, we want you to know that we have the answers for you. We offer the alternative to the disease care model. We are the drug-free model to health and wellness. At the Prather Practice, we look for the underlying cause of your health problem and not just the symptomatology. Through thorough diagnostics, we find your individual health blueprint for your treatment. Where the disease care model is symptom-based, the structure-function model we practice gets to the root of your health issue. The Prather Practice is the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. Our integrated practice offers you the most treatment options to restore your health and your hope. Learn more about the Prather Practice by calling 317-848-8048 or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue. We're talking today about detoxification, the good, the bad, or the ugly and the ugly.
So we're talking about the different organs responsible for detox. I think most people think, you know, the liver, but it's more than that. Like on the kidney, I talk about with our weight loss clients, hydration, why that's so important.
Very, very important.
Because you can't lose weight. Is it correct, doctor, if you're dehydrated, then the liver has to take over some of the kidney function, correct?
Yes, it's not only that, but if you're dehydrated, that you're being hydrated is extremely important to be able to detox in every single different type of organ. If you aren't taking in enough water, you aren't going to be able to, the body's just going to say, hey, I'm not going to reduce those fat cells because we can't handle it. So making sure that you're hydrated is a very, very important part of the kidney function. It's a very important part for the liver to work correctly and for the bowels.
And we can measure it here, which is great with our bioimpedance analysis.
Sure.
It measures intracellular water and extracellular water and know exactly how hydrated.
And those should be 50-50. Again, the body's very, very big on homeostasis. And if you are out of homeostasis, that causes a tremendous amount of issues, and you're not going to be able to detox. You're not going to be able to lose weight. And when I'm talking about weight loss, that is a detoxification. You know, and
yeah,
that's something that's important for people to understand, that weight loss is not, I'm just losing, you know, my fat. You know, it's not just a system along those lines where I weigh less, but it is a detoxification because it's usually toxins that are stored that makes one overweight.
Interesting. Well, let's talk about the role the bowels play. In fact, I just had an experience with one of our weight loss clients.
Sure.
He hadn't had a bowel movement in a week. He's supposed to give all our weight loss clients my number to text.
Sure.
You know, because I see him weekly, but if something comes up, and he had texted me and had gained 10 pounds.
Right.
Well, we were able to give him up one of his Cascaraplex,
right,
which helps, correct?
Right.
And then we gave him some aloe and said, stay close to the restroom.
Right.
And I get a text this morning. So this is yesterday. He's down 7 pounds, and I get it. Ah. He goes, if I say, ah, you know what that means. But that has a big role to play.
Huge effect.
When you think about the bowels and what kind of toxins they hold in your body.
And if you're not getting rid of them, then you're reabsorbing that toxin. And the body will not lose weight. You know, if you're not getting, and you know, where do the toxins go? Well, it puts a tremendous amount of pressure both on the liver and the kidneys.
Right. And now I'm at a point where I think you've made me so aware of the liver, I can tell when it's congested.
Yeah.
You know,
I
think people can start reading their bodies. It's important.
Sure.
You know, becoming more aware.
I have a lot of people who poke to, you know, the places I said, now this is where your liver is, this is your spleen, these are your kidneys, these are
the
points.
You're teaching them anatomy, right?
Right. I'm teaching them how to self-diagnose. So they can actually poke on that and say, oh, you know, doc, my liver's just a mess right now. They actually come in telling me that. And, you know, what should I do? So, you know, we give a supplement, we do some other different types of things on that. And, you know, this is much, much better. So it empowers people.
Right.
And that's one thing I really like to do is to be a teacher, to empower the patients so that they know what's going on.
Well, that's the whole reason we do the radio show. Physician means educator.
Right.
Yes. Okay, let's go. Any more on the bowels? Or do we kind of cover that?
Well, the bowels, there's a tremendous amount. You have to have the good gut flora. You know, to be able to have the proper detox. You have to have a proper balance in the pH. You need to make sure that there's no infections in through the bowels. You need to make sure the inflammation, the immune system's up to par. There's a balance in the fatty acids. It's very, very important. So the bowels are very, very important. And one of the things is that the bowels, through the National Institute of Health is doing a whole research project on this. They have stated that that is the biggest determinant on your immune system.
Your bowels, your gut.
Bowels, yes. And 80% of all autoimmune disease comes from the bowels.
Interesting. Well, what about the spleen? What role does it play in detox?
Well, the spleen is a blood purifier. It takes the old red blood cells and breaks them down, sends them over to the liver to be reprocessed. So that's part of the process. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's a cleansing of the blood, but there's also a cleansing of the lymph system. If the lymph system's backed up, then the spleen's going to act up. It's going to be very tender. So if there's infections going mm-hmm. through the body, the spleen's going to be very, very sore. Matter of fact, people who have mononucleosis, Epstein-Barr virus, mm-hmm. The spleen becomes, that's a very definite diagnosis of that, because the spleen is something that swells and becomes extremely tender. Mm-hmm. So we have different types of toxins depending on where we find the problems. And as I poke around, I can poke on the liver and create some pain. I can poke on the spleen, create pain. I can poke on the bowels if they're toxic and they will be tender. Mm-hmm. The lungs and the kidneys also. So, you know, it's something that becomes very obvious to the patient. And then as we get those cleansed up.
Do you touch the patient?
I touch the patient. The patient knows what's going on. It's a great way. And I can tell very quickly, you mm-hmm. know, how things are progressing. And we do the lab test to find out the particulars. But on my examination, I already know that that person has a toxic liver or a toxic spleen or a toxic bowels or a toxic kidney.
By palpating it, yeah.
Just by palpating. Mm-hmm. So I don't need, you know, the lab test to know that, but I need to know exactly what's going on, and that's where the lab tests come in.
Okay. The blueprint to health.
Blueprint to health.
And what about the skin? The skin brings in
a
lot of toxins.
Yes, and you mm-hmm. can look at the health of the skin mm-hmm. and tell the toxicities. There are certain types of eruptions that means that you have food allergies. Mm-hmm. There are certain types of eruptions that mean that you have infections. Mm-hmm. So just looking at and observing the skin, you can tell a tremendous amount of what's going on. And the skin is a major detoxification organ.
Even like acne.
Acne
is telling you something.
Very, very important.
Going on.
I've had so many patients who came in that had problems with acne, and we took care of their liver, kidney, spleen, and their acne cleared up. Mm. You know, people
instead
are just
of putting
amazed.
A very toxic topical on them,
right,
or
right.
giving them a pharmaceutical.
Sure. Oftentimes, what they do is they use a very toxic type of product that causes permanent damage to clear up a toxin. And you know, there's an awful lot of things that we do in our healthcare system that really doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Mm-hmm. But it is what it is.
And what about the lungs? You talked a little bit about.
And we measure the function of the lungs, blood tests, and we do spirometries. Uh-huh. And the lungs are one of the biggest indicators on how long we'll live. How deep you breathe. Mm-hmm. You know, is a huge indicator, and it has a great deal to do with the pH of our blood, mm-hmm. Is how well we breathe. We have a huge effect. And so being able to get the lungs opened up that toxin doesn't build up in the system, because that will kill you very quickly if those lungs aren't working.
So how does your office, how does the Prather practice treat or do detoxification?
Well, there are a lot of different types of ways that we can go about that. One, we have a lot of products mm-hmm. that are designed for detoxification. We have different types of vitamins, minerals. We have concentrated foods. We have herbals. We have homeopathics. But not only that, but we also have specific treatments. There are different types of adjustments that open up the lymphatic tissue. Mm-hmm. That's a very big type of thing that we do. There's body work that we do to release the liver, the bowels, the spleen, the kidneys. Mm-hmm. We also do dietary types of changes. You can do a tremendous amount with detox just by manipulating the diet. There are also homeopathics mm-hmm. Is a major way. Matter of fact, homeopathics are probably one of the most gentle ways mm-hmm. to detox the system. That's why we like that quite a bit. Mm-hmm. The other products can have negative side effects at some times, be too much. But the homeopathics are a definitely the most gentle way of working to detox a patient. We also have diathermy, which is a marvelous type of a product that we like to get on.
Oh, yeah. I do that twice a week. Yeah. The diathermy unit is really helps with detoxing.
Yeah. So
very
Very gently. I have patients who come in and they say, Doc, you know, I think my adjustment's out. I just feel awful all over. Mm-hmm. And I check them and I said, no, the adjustment's just fine. You are detoxing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, feel the liver, spleen, and they go, ow, 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 ow.
Mm-hmm.
So what I do is I say, you know, what we need to do is put you over onto the diathermy. We do a half an hour treatment on that. And what that does is that flushes the blood and the lymph. So mm-hmm. there's a cleansing that goes on.
Mm-hmm.
And they get up and they say, oh, I feel so much better. And all the tenderness is gone.
Oh, yeah. It's wonderful.
It's an immediate
boost. And I
even
fall asleep.
Oh, most people
do. Warmth.
Yeah, it's a gentle way of detoxing, and people just feel so much better. It's a great little device, and very, very helpful.
Okay, when we come back, let's talk about fasting. Can it be helpful for detox?
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. What is ECP therapy?
ECP stands for external counterpulsation therapy. And just to put it into a nutshell, ECP is an aerobic exercise machine. Now you sit there and say, well, why do you need an aerobic exercise machine? It is the number one treatment for cardiovascular disease. If you look at the research and want to find out, well, how do I fix my cardiovascular disease, you know, whatever it might be, always within the scientific literature, aerobic exercise is one of the most proven, most effective means of reversing cardiovascular disease. So, but the problem is I have people who I sit there and I look at them and I say, well, you know, what do I do about this problem that I have, Doc? And I said, well, go out and run 5 miles, you know, every day. And of course, they all laugh because you know, it took every effort that they had from going to the waiting room into the exam room.
Right.
And they're out of breath. So that didn't work. So what was actually done was develop a machine that actually simulates the effects on the body of aerobic exercise, and that's where ECP comes in. And what occurs with ECP is that there's actually a second heart kind of put into the body.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the outside, but as the heart goes into relaxation, that's when it actually gets its blood. So what we do is we actually have blood pressure cuffs around the legs. It presses on the legs, and we get a huge amount of blood that goes back up to the heart. And the heart is very regenerative, and you get about 10 times as much oxygen with this particular type of treatment than what you normally would. And you get a regeneration of the heart. You also get a cleaning out of the arteries. And you actually get a huge amount of changes in the whole physiology of the body. So all the benefits of aerobic exercise are actually found in ECP, which are absolutely the number one way that you can be able to reverse cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and many other problems.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients. We're talking today about detox, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And so, Dr. Prather, we talked a lot about diet and the role that diet plays and what we're putting in our body. What is the role? We talked about, you hear a lot of people fasting when they're detoxing. Is fasting from food helpful?
That is one thing that can be of help, but a lot of people should not just do that. They should be checked. If they have trouble with blood sugar, then that would not be advisable because that would actually put extra stress on the body. So fasting is something that I actually like to do. I'll pick out a day and fast, but it's a day that I'm not really too active. And then I can...
Where you can rest.
I can rest. It should be a time of resting. There's a lot of different types of fasts. There's water fasts. There's juice fasts. There's broth fasts. There are just doing greens. So there's a lot of different types of ways and different methods to do a fast. You should, before you do a fast, you should check out with your doctor, make sure that's okay. There are reasons to do that spiritually, but that should also be monitored. And there are definitely, the majority of people actually say, don't do a fast. Because people who have a congested liver, if they do a fast, their liver, if I do the blood test during that time, their liver will get worse.
During the fast.
Yeah, you actually have to be healthy to fast.
Okay.
So that's not necessarily.
Because you talked
a really
about we need nutrients and.
Right there, it can put a stress on the body. There, you can do different types of fasts to take stress off the bowels, and it's again which organ system that you're trying to detox on whether a fast would be helpful or not. I mean, there's other ways to kind of do the diet. One of my favorite. Ways to detox the body through diet is something called the food rotation diet.
Okay, and what's the food rotation diet?
Well, it's an understanding of how the body and especially the immune system works. The immunoglobulins, the IgG, IgA, IgM, are only live for 4 days in the body. And when we eat a certain food, it's not the first time that we actually, if we're having a sensitivity or reaction to it, it's not the first time that we eat it unless it's anaphylactic. I know I'm getting a little confusing, but it's a matter of the second time that you eat it. So if you don't repeat a food for 4 days, then you don't have a reaction with it.
Interesting.
So if you have a 5-day food rotation diet, let's say that you have corn on day one, if you don't repeat it until the fifth day where you have absolutely no corn in there, then you don't have a reaction to it. And if you can do that with every single one of your foods, that takes a tremendous amount of stress off the body, makes the body work much, much less, and can really help to get toxins out of the system. It's one of the major secrets for health and longevity. If people are having a very serious disease, autoimmune disease, or if they are having cancer, the results of going on a very strict 5-day food rotation diet is absolutely amazing. You can really get a tremendous amount of recovery. We had a staff member in our office who came in first as a patient. And she was just, I mean, she was dying. She knew that as she came in as a patient. And one of the major things that made a big difference on her was we put her on a 5-day food rotation. Very strict. She actually did it for 2 years to get the recovery.
Very committed, yeah.
Very committed. And had a huge amount of recovery and actually got herself pretty well balanced. That was a very important type of area, and one thing that people can really see as a big help. And if you're trying to detox, that's a gentle way of doing it, and has probably the biggest impact of any dietary change you can possibly do.
Interesting. And that's the 5-day rotation, and we review that with patients.
Yes, and you really lose weight with it, too.
Yeah.
It's a very, very helpful type of way of doing it.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Sure.
Well, let's talk about how important is detox with cancer?
It is absolutely important. One of the five areas, if you're looking at cancer, there are several things that are involved with that. You have a lowered oxygenation, a weakened immune system. You have a pH change. There is a change in the genetic material, and toxins are absolutely incredible. You just don't have cancer unless you have toxicity in the body.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the major things that you're looking at. And if you have cancer, making sure that your toxicity level is low. Of course, that's very difficult when you're dealing with cancer because if you're being treated for it, chemo and radiation is extremely toxic.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, having an understanding and a balance along those lines. And after you go through cancer, one of the most important things that you can do is make sure that you're detoxed. Otherwise, you can get it back again.
Mm.
So detoxification is extremely important for prevention.
Mm-hmm.
Detoxification is extremely important for treatment. And detoxification is very important so it doesn't return.
Mm-hmm.
So, and as I said before, there were whole clinics throughout the United States and Canada. Their whole emphasis was on detoxification for the treatment of cancer. They had a very high success rate.
Uh-huh. Makes sense. Well, how about detox? How can it help with autoimmune disease?
Autoimmune disease is just an overstress on the immune system. And it's the overstress on the immune system is definitely related to toxins. 80% of all autoimmune diseases come from the bowels.
Wow.
The other 20% comes from heavy metal toxicity, infections, other different types of toxins, chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very, very important for any type of autoimmune situation to make sure that detoxification is part of the treatment. Because you're not going to be successful with autoimmune diseases unless you get the toxins out. And toxins are always, always, always involved with autoimmune diseases.
Mm-hmm.
So working along those lines are very important. And again, we've had quite a few people who have been able to have full recoveries from autoimmune diseases.
Mm-hmm.
And toxicity was always a crucial part of that whole process.
Mm. Well, let's finish off. We have a couple more minutes and talk about the products, you know, that are important for detoxification. I know you carry a lot of products here, herbals, homeopathics, vitamins, minerals. And you were saying, Dr. Prather, that homeopathics are very good for detox because they help make it a gentle process.
Homeopathics are sort of our secret weapon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have people who have extremely serious diseases that weren't able to get those taken care of anyplace else. We have had patients with tick bites,
mm-hmm.
you know, with different types of infections that result in that, Lyme, rickettsia. And they, because of the infection, they just become toxic all over. That's that pain that they feel.
Mm-hmm.
Their joints all of a sudden become extremely sore. Their lymph system is completely backed up. And the homeopathics are quite remarkable. I had a gentleman who he had tried several different types of programs. He was, as he said, definitely dying. His mm-hmm. immune system was crashing. And we went with homeopathic injections on him. And the second day, he says he knew that he would. Second injection, he knew that he was going to get well.
Mm.
So all of a sudden, he had this feeling of pain leaving. And after he had 20 injections, and by the time he went through, he says, "I'm feeling great."
Mm.
You know, all the joint pain was gone.
Right.
All the lymphatic tissue backup was gone, and it allowed. There was really no other way that was going to work. He had gone to the best, had gotten all the herbal treatments. He had gone through the antibiotics.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing else was really working. And so the homeopathics are something that isn't offered mm-hmm. A lot of different types of places.
And especially the injectables, which... is an option for
the injectables. Correct? are what we use if there are a complete disaster. Mm-hmm. That is a great way to really go after it, and that's our really tough patients that we go with that. And we really see some amazing, almost miraculous types of changes that occur with that.
Mm.
But you have to have that geared exactly for what the patient needs.
Right.
It's not something that you could buy over the counter. It has to be made specifically for the patient. And it's one formula is not going to be the same for someone else.
Right. Very individualized.
Very, very
individualized. That's what I like, what we do here is very individualized. Because someone, two people standing next to each other have been diagnosed with autoimmune could have very different blood chemistries.
Sure. Or even this exact same autoimmune disease with different causes.
Different causes.
And we do look for the cause.
Well, Dr. Prather, you just have about 10 seconds to wrap up. Anything that you want to conclude with?
Well, the only way that you can really find out is diagnostics. And coming into a structure function office is the best way to find that out.
Okay. Well, thank you, Dr. Prather. Detox, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Healthy Habits from the Prather Practice is a natural weight loss program with a proven success rate. Healthy Habits is an individualized program that is tailored to each patient's needs. Healthy Habits is not a trendy diet. The program actually resets your body's metabolism for optimal fat burning. The Healthy Habits program includes concentrated vitamins and minerals that help you to burn fat and feel more energetic. Healthy Habits provides support from a counselor and exercise physiologist in order to maximize your results and help you create new healthy habits in your life. This program even helped our own Dr. Prather to lose 24 pounds and shed 4 inches from his waist in just 12 days. Schedule your consultation with a Healthy Habits counselor at the Prather Practice at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048 or on the web at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.